Ariana, 10 years old.
And I'm Leon, 7 years old.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And this is the Multiverse Kids Show.
We're going to review the Rise of the Ninja Turtles, the movie.
You guys forgot to introduce me again.
Who are you?
Maybe you should introduce yourself.
Like we do.
Seriously?
Yes, we introduce ourselves.
I didn't even see this movie, so...
And you never introduced us.
I didn't even see this movie, so go ahead. Talk about the movie. What is it about?
Okay. So it starts with you seeing the turtles.
No, actually. It starts with... You see in the future. It's in the future. It's 2044, I think.
Yeah.
So
you see Casey Jones. You don't know that's Casey Jones yet.
And he's running.
Yeah.
With Leo. And he's called Master Leonardo. He's a sensei.
So weird. You never think that Leo would be a sensei. Anyway.
Why not? He's like the most leader.
Not in this show. Not in the show, he isn't the leader. And he's like...
He's the second brother.
And he's...
Ralph is the first.
He fools around way too much.
Who, Leo?
Yeah.
In this show, yes.
I thought Leo was always the serious one.
Not in this show.
Ralph is. And...
They switched places.
And in this show... in this movie, in the future, Ralph and Donnie, you find out later, a lot later in the movie...
They're dead.
They're dead.
In the future.
Saving Leo.
Wow.
Leo. So the only brothers alive was Mikey and Leo.
Splinter's dad?
Yes.
Oh.
And I think April too.
Okay.
And they're about to get attacked, but then Mikey, of course, saves them because now somehow he's like a wizard.
Wow.
Because he had magic. That's what his nunchucks gave him.
Okay. So, what else? What happens?
Then. Leo was like, we can't defeat the Krang.
So he
tells Mikey... go back in the past?
No, not them.
Who?
Oh, he tells Casey to go back and to go in the past to before this key was stolen. He draws a picture of the key on a picture of
everyone.
The brothers. Yeah, everyone from before, like when they were in the show.
And then Mikey
has to sacrifice himself making the portal to go back in time.
Okay, so he goes back in time to basically the present.
Yeah.
And their past.
And then you see Leo, like, doing this game. Well, no, not yet.
And basically, Casey Jones is they're basically copying the Terminator.
Well, Leo was...
He goes back in time to stop the future from happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Leo was doing this game where he gets to the top of the bridge.
Right.
With pieces
and
on
his head. Who's the villain? Is Shredder in this?
Wait, no.
No Shredder?
He only defeats Shredder.
Okay.
Yeah. Krang is the villain.
The Krang?
Yeah.
And Dimension X. Right?
You don't know about that yet.
That's where they come from.
Also,
yeah, but you don't know about
Leo
that yet.
You see Leo going up this bridge to do
something. That isn't really important.
So, Casey joins their team?
Yes.
Not yet.
So, April captures him.
April.
Not yet!
Okay.
So, then they're bad guys, Hypnopotamus, and I don't know, these are new guys, we never saw the
right.
show.
I once saw that guy.
Okay, fine. Hypnopotamus and some other guy.
Right.
They steal the key, but the turtles don't know this, the key, because they haven't met Casey yet.
Right.
So, once they get it...
So, basically,
Raffy gets it, but then...
This
Leo
movie and show that is
him.
Based on... The movie is based on this new show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this new show is, like, totally different from all the other Turtle
yes.
shows. It's, like, a different dimension.
Because
yes.
the weapons have powers.
Right.
Leo can make
They
bottles.
Changed the entire storyline.
Yeah. You know what? How about we talk about the turtles first?
The powers.
Okay, what is their powers?
Leo can make a portal.
It's in their weapons.
Right.
Leo can make a portal with his swords.
Uh-huh.
But he has to draw his sword that way sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes he doesn't.
Right. Right.
Raph can make his body parts big.
Oh, himself big.
And, yeah.
But the body parts look red.
Yeah, they're red.
Right.
Like and Leo's portals are blue.
Uh-huh.
Mikey's nunchucks are like giant, never-ending, like, ropes.
And it has magic. And
which is, of course, orange.
Okay.
No, yellow.
Orange.
Oh.
And then Donnie's stick can make purple tech weapons stuff.
Mystical.
Yeah.
It's technology.
So at least he stays the same. He's always the smart one.
Yes.
Right.
And he has these goggles. One of them is...
Okay, yeah. let's get to the end. It's not, you know, this show is not too long. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So then the key is stolen because...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They meet Casey, tells them what's happening.
Yes.
Then, blah, 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 blah.
Then...
They fight the Krang.
No.
What?
Then... You find out that the Foot Clan actually worship the Krang, which is weird. You never find out in the old show.
Right.
Then all the Foot Clan turn into Krang monsters and everyone.
Yeah, they're gross in this one, right?
Yes.
And all
the Krang are like rectangles with tentacles.
Yes, yeah,
and eyes.
And they're supposed to be round.
And April, yeah. Splinter, and Casey also help defeat the
Krang. And they destroy the city, right? Again?
Yeah. Yes.
And then
so how do they defeat them?
Okay.
Leo's gonna...
Let's go to the end.
The main one is...
Oh, wait.
I want to talk about this.
Wrath turns into a Krang zombie.
Right.
Yes. They have to fight him.
It's gross.
Leo saves him.
Right.
His tongue is like... Ugh.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like venom. A venom tongue.
Yeah.
Okay,
go
ahead.
And then Leo saves him. But then they all get captured. Because the magic is gone.
Yeah. But then Wrath's magic comes back. Because,
no, Leo first.
First it's Raph, then it's Leo, then all the magic come back. Yeah, they get out from captured, but then they find out that they can't keep him inside the portal.
So Leo keeps him in.
Yeah, and Casey was like, had a sad moment because, you know.
He saw Leo's sword on Earth.
Okay, so what? How did they defeat him again?
Leo.
Then Mikey makes the portal that'll make Leo come.
So they defeat the big boss by pushing them into a Leo's into the portal that where they came out from.
And then Leo goes in to keep.
So
him
they
in.
Stop the future from happening, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, Leo that's all you need to say. You don't need to go into the details. People are gonna watch it. Okay?
Can I just tell you one thing?
No. Please. You know, So it ends on a good note that everything in the future changes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does Casey stay with them?
Yes.
Yes, but then you find out that it's like that April is friends with his mom in the past.
Yeah, so that's, because he's from the future.
Yeah.
Right.
And also...
I'm gonna be...
The Master Leo in the future told him... to grab a slice of pizza.
And he didn't know what pizza was, I guess.
Right.
And when he ate it, he was like, oh, it was like heaven.
Okay, I'm going to say this. This Rise of the Ninja Turtles series is my least favorite Ninja Turtles
show.
It's
the best.
The 3D one's the best.
No. 3D is second best.
Let me guess, the old one for you is the best?
Old one for me
fast
is the best.
Fast forward first.
The one from the 2000s is second best. The 3D one is third best. And this one's last. For me. Okay? Because they drastically changed the storyline way too much for me. I don't like the magic stuff. I like when they're regular stuff. Okay?
I like the magic stuff.
No.
And the Krang is always supposed to be
now,
there.
Now, in terms of... we're going to go back to the theme of this show, which is video games. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the only Ninja Turtle TV show that doesn't have a major video game.
Yeah.
How about...
Yeah. All the other ones have a whole bunch of video games based on their shows.
They have a lot of video games.
Yeah. The entire Cowabunga collection is based on the first show alone, you know?
That's a lot of games.
Yeah. And the new Shredder's Revenge is based on the old show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus one.
Yeah. So, they haven't done anything with this new show.
Nothing at all.
And I think what they should do... Let's change up the formula a little bit. Because all of the games are basically the same.
You fight Shredder at the end.
You're running around the city, fighting together, And that's
you fight
it.
Shredder at the end.
You fight people and you fight a boss at every
Shredder.
Level. Every level you fight a boss, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They should change it up, okay?
Real
video. They should make it like
that's in like real video game. Because in real video game.
They should change it up. Since they have magic in this new show, they should change it and make it like Breath of the Wild.
I have an idea.
You can just wander the entire city anywhere you want, and you develop your magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
I'm thinking
you know they're probably not gonna do this, but easy way, just make a portal to.
Right.
Know, Shredder.
Right. Right. Well, you know.
I have an idea.
In the Zelda games, you get various different magical powers, and you use it, and you gather it. You
yeah.
Know.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
They should make like a game where you fight villains, basically like Breath of the Wild, and the more villains you fight, you get more stuff, and if you fight a lot of villains, you might be able to use your magic on some villains.
Now, I think they actually did a version of the game online.
Yeah.
Where you take turns, and you it's basically a turn-based RPG type of game, kind of like your Miitopia and... Paper Mario that you play.
What?
You know, you take turns, you hit, and then you let the villains hit, and then you hit, and then they hit.
And you can block.
Yeah. Yeah. They should do that with
this show. And you go on
because you have magic and then you can use like a magic like attack or a regular attack. Like kinda like Pokemon also, you know?
Yeah, they could do it like my Miitopia game.
Yeah, they should do it like that. And then you meet your brothers as you go along on the trip. And they go on a little quest to get the little magic together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. They should do that instead of like doing like a side-strolling battle game like they always do with all the other Ninja Turtles games, right?
Yeah. I hope you're listening! Because if you don't...
No. Yeah, I'm sure they're working on it. I'm sure they're working on it, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. They should, because, you know, we need some variety in the Turtles games, you know? We can't just do the same thing over and over. It's fun, but it gets kind of tiring to see, you know, them running around on every level and killing a bad guy. It's just the same thing over and over.
In real video games, you don't fight the boss every time. You fight one boss, and then you fight some miniature...
Plus, it'll be cool if you can just, like, wander around the city and do whatever you want, right?
And you might run into some bad guys.
Right, right. Maybe you can go in the sewer, and you can fight, like, Leatherhead. Or, you know, go to the swamp and meet the punk frogs. Or use your little portal thing and go into different places.
That's what I said,
use different dimensions. Yeah,
go to different places. Yeah. So, what are you going to grade... this movie?
100.
What? Okay.
Four thumbs up.
Four thumbs.
Two. Basically.
Yeah.
400. Okay. That means it's the best.
You really like it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I didn't see it. I fell asleep. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't think he really likes this one either. So.
No. I don't. And it doesn't even have a good theme song. Where's the theme song? Where's the theme song?
It's in the show, but you never saw the show.
It's not even good.
You never even saw it.
What, can you say it?
No.
Can you sing it?
No.
Exactly.
Because we never saw the show.
Yes, you did.
Once.
Yes, you did. Okay? Don't lie. All right? Okay. Can you remember the theme song?
No.
Exactly.
That was a long time
What's
ago.
The theme song for the other one?
Which one?
The 3D one.
They went with the Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And what about the other one? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's what we're done.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turtles.
Turtles into Hot Shell?
Yeah, something like that.
But.
Turtles in the Half Shell.
Right.
But in Rise of Ninja Turtles. One episode, they were jumping out of a building, one of them said, "What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja," and then Raffi said, "Shepherdman."
Sheepman.
Sheepman.
Why Sheepman?
I don't know.
Like so, the consensus is, Raiden likes it. Ariana is kind of halfway.
Rayan.
Yeah, Rayan likes
it. Rayan also likes it.
Rayan also likes it.
Yeah, and, Casey Jones.
Yeah, Casey Jones is better in this show than the 3D show.
Because they can actually cut people.
The 3D show, he looks like weird. He has no teeth and stuff like that.
But the 3D show, he has a cardboard shield.
Yeah, cardboard shield is nothing.
Get water. Water gun.
Psst. Yeah.
At least he can block.
So, work on a role-playing RPG type of game for the new Turtles show based on this. And make it like magic-based, you know? So work on that. Right? And
yeah.
What do you say at the end of every episode?
Please like, hit the bell, and subscribe. Bye!
Bye!
Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayan. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me, or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, let's give this new theme song a listen. Actually, not that bad. Yeah.